we might have taken on the basis of what he had done, but I like Hurwitz better than he's going to pay us, Hucker.
In his work,
Ed Zucker, he's one of our students. I taught him. George Nakashima, he just died.
Yep.
Alphonse Mathieu, he's probably the leading guy in the country now. He's my student. I actually taught him wood.
Really? Yeah. Did he have any skill in that area?
Very good.
This is an interview with Richard Reinhardt. The interviewer is Richard Polsky. It is for the Archive of American Art. July 5th, 1990, Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. Okay, well, we can start, I guess, at the beginning. If you could just tell me a little bit about when you were born, where you were born, what your mother and father did, what life was like as a kid in terms of school or activities, interest in what interests you had as a young kid.
Okay. I was born in Philadelphia, in Kensington, in Fishtown, up in York Street. We lived in a storefront house. It was in 1921, September 1921, pretty much right after the First World War.
Yes.
And at that time there was a big housing shortage, and the houses were all getting more expensive, and my father was a school teacher, didn't have any money, and he got kicked out of the place that he was renting. We ended up in a storefront, and I can remember the storefront, and it's strange, but we moved from there when I was two.
But you can still remember.
And I remember two things there. My mother used to sit us in the store windows to watch the coal men that come with a horse and wagon, shoot the coal in the cellar, and I can remember that, and I couldn't have been more than two because we moved when we were two. And I can remember the day we moved.
Really?
The house was all empty. There was nothing left in it except a bookcase that my father had made. And I can remember standing there looking at it all empty. And it had holes to adjust the shelves and little pieces of metal that you would put in there that he had made. And that stays in my mind like it happened yesterday.
It's funny.
And I wasn't two yet.
It's funny.
We moved when we were two.
Wow.
And my mother was a lady from Pottstown, PA. Her father ran a shirt factory in Pottstown. My father was a sheet metal worker, roofer, really.
You said he was a teacher.
Well, he became a teacher.
Oh, originally he was a roofer.
Originally he was, he left school, you know, at the end of the sixth grade.
And
went to work for his father, who was a roofer. And they worked out of Philadelphia at a push cart with a ladder on it. And charcoal pot to heat the soldering iron, did roofing, and he did that until he was like 16 or 17 years old, and got in a fight with his father over, his father was always my grandfather, a hard-nosed guy, that he'd get three-quarters through a job and then say, we're quitting, and, come on Elmer, pack the tools, we're done. And when my father was 17, he said, well, Pop, you might be done, but I'm not. I'm going to keep on working. You can't keep on going this way. One thing led to another, and they opened the vocational schools in Philadelphia. They had the Central Manual Training School, Broad and Green Street, which became Central High and what have you, and they needed teachers to teach the trades.
Mm-hmm.
Because they thought that was going to be a good thing. And, I guess it was the Smith-Hughes Act, I'm not sure. But that enabled the school districts to get federal money to teach vocational trades.
Right.
And so the regular teachers, weren't there to teach roofing and skylight making and that sort of thing. Hired my father as a